I'm Kurt Hitchcock, and this is Footsteps. In 1989, Vladimir Telegus, Lisa Chermuch and her family, and many other Ukrainian Protestant Christians were allowed to quietly emigrate to the West. For years, they had been seeking to escape Russian persecution. Because of their religious beliefs, they were ostracized and harassed by the government and by their fellow citizens. Year after year, they wrote to officials and were told they could not leave. Their persistence and perseverance finally paid off with the exodus of many Russian Protestant Christians in the 1980s. Vladimir and Lisa got married before they received the news that both families would be allowed to emigrate to the United States at the same time. However, there was a bureaucratic hitch, which did not allow Vladimir to leave with Lisa and her family. But he was very persistent in his effort to be together with his pregnant wife.
The paperwork was done as I'm a member of my father's family. Even we got married, but because he was doing this long time before our wedding, the authorities, like an immigration center here, let's say, they didn't see why I want to go by myself, because my parents, they decided to wait a little bit. And I said, Dad, my wife family leaving. So, and turn out they left because they have to go, because they had a date, which they supposed to be go by that date.
This is your wife's family.
My wife's family. Mm-hmm. So, and I left behind, and so I tried to go to, there was only once a week, Tuesday. You can go to that office if you have question about you want to leave country or even tourist visa. There was only one day a week, so I'll come every Tuesday there. And first time I came, they asked me why. They say, no way, it's not going to happen. And I'll always keep coming and keep coming. And about close to two months, finally one of those officers, he got mad at me. He said, here's a piece of paper, pen, write down on a piece of paper what he wanted. Mm-hmm. So I wrote my wife in Italy, she's pregnant. They gonna go to United States soon, and I gonna miss her, so this is nothing here we try to hide or do. All I want to go just to be with my wife. So I wrote that on the paper, and he said, where's your visa? So I gave him. He went to his office, took him 1.5 minutes. He put it into a typewriter. He crossed a family member, wrote he's leaving by himself, and he signed it, put a stamp. That was done.
Finally, Vladimir, Lisa, and her family were reunited in America. With the help of some special folks at Church World Service Lancaster, the Mennonite Central Committee, and Hinkletown and Groffdale Mennonite churches, they began their new lives together in Lancaster County.
I'm Laura Stamberger. In 1989, I was working with Mennonite Central Committee in the Immigration and Refugee Program. And I contacted churches about assisting refugees.
I am Janie Gingrich, and in 1989, in the fall of 1989, our church sponsored the Tlumach family, and their daughter Lisa was already married to Vladimir at that point, although they were on separate visas, so she came with her family. He came 6 weeks later, and our church sponsored the family along with the Groffdale Mennonite Church. Hinkletown Mennonite Church is our church.
Laura and Janie were two people that were involved with Vladimir and Lisa immediately after they arrived. Laura provides some context for the exodus of families who immigrated to the West from Russia in the 1980s.
I think that these Protestants from the former Soviet Union, they've been through so much, and that you had to give up really so much, you know, any thought of getting a higher education, getting a very responsible job. And then this idea that God had told them that someday they'll be able to leave the communist country and go to a country of freedom. And they were very determined. And that very first family said, you know, we didn't care how wealthy we would become. It was just that God told us that he was going to give us freedom, so we were coming to America. So I think they've been uncommonly, they didn't lose heart. And a lot of businesses here in this area will tell you that they are among their most dependable workers.
Janie was on the welcome team, and although it was 25 years ago, she recalls a special moment on the very first night in America with Lisa's family.
So when they got to the house, the first thing they did was look at, go through the house, and came back, and yes, this was great. But the thing I remember the most was before we left, we prayed. And I had never been with anyone who their custom is that they all pray out loud at the same time. So it was very moving, and it was, you know, they were very in earnest. And so, yeah, it was quite an interesting evening.
Vladimir quickly found work, but not in a job that he felt took full advantage of his skills. So again, he was persistent in finding one in which he could see making a career of. He had worked with electric motors when he was in the Ukraine and saw a sign from the road that a company named Whitmire Motor Service was hiring. He persisted in asking his coordinator, Janice Wanger, at Groffdale Mennonite Church to set up a meeting to see if he could at least fill out an application. He was told that they didn't accept applications, but he went through a little unusual interview process.
I said, can you please take me there and see if we can get a job? And, well, she said, I don't know, it's a small family business. I'm not sure if they hire. And I said, please take me.
Mm-hmm. Again, you were persistent. Yeah,
I was persistent, yeah. So she took me Friday. And we came there. She introduced me, and Dave, the owner, came out. She asked if they have applications. She said, no, we don't have applications. Mm-hmm. We're just a small business,
right.
Family-owned. And she said, I have this young man looking for work. And she explained, like, he is familiar with the work, so he said, okay, come here. He brought me a little 2 single-phase motors, farm duty, like from farm. He said, go ahead, fix it. I want to see if you can work here. So I got sweaty right away, and I opened the first one. And when I look inside, the new technology to me, we didn't have that in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. When I saw this centrifugal switch, another switch, which we didn't have that, and then I think that's it. I'm stuck. I said, I know how, and this is all new. And then one guy who's worked there came to me, and he said, you need help. I said, what is this? So he explained me a little bit, and then, yeah, I found the problem, and I fixed it and put it back together, and he said, come back Monday, and you hired.
It all worked out very well for Vladimir, who will celebrate his 25th anniversary with Whitmer Motor Service. Laura and Janie walk closely with the Telegoose family as they work to build their new lives in America. When it was time to deliver their first child, Maxim, Janie was at the hospital waiting with Vladimir and Lisa for Lisa to deliver.
I know I was the one who worked with he and Lisa to take them to the doctor and went along to all their doctor's appointments. And in fact, went when Maxim was born, took her into the delivery room, and we had an interpreter there, and it was a rather long labor, and so she needed to go to leave, and so she told Lisa some of the words that she needed to know, and so it finally came time to go into the delivery room, and I said, do you want me to go? You want me to stay here? No, you have to go with us. And I'm not sure what words they used because they didn't know much English, but it was made very clear to me that I needed to be with them. And I was there for the birth, and it was a wonderful experience. It was, and I was considered the first grandmother because I saw him first.
You were there, eyes on.
Although Laura did not have a lot of experience in working with refugees when she first met Vladimir and Lisa, she demonstrated that she had a wonderful heart for helping and was willing to do almost anything to help make their transition to America easier.
Well, I think anyone working with the refugees, you've got involved with situations you never thought you would get involved with before. Well, I mean, again, I was fairly new at this when Vladimir and Lisa came.
Okay.
Someone in the community asked me if I could do their taxes, and I got out a 1040 EZ and looked at the directions and thought, well, this looks pretty... pretty simple, I'll do this one, and then word got around, you know, and I said, well, you don't need to pay me, just feed me dinner, and then I'll do your taxes for you.
She was there all the time. If I need something, I remember my first income tax gain to do, and somebody said, Laura can help, so I called Laura. Laura, what do you do with this? How? So she came to my house, and I remember she filled it up for him, everything. She said, this is how you do. So she even helped me do my first tax return.
The support and care they received from Laura, Janice, and Janie and their Mennonite church communities helped create a strong foundation for Vladimir and Lisa for their new lives in Lancaster, where they were raising 8 children. Yet Lisa felt driven to take full advantage of the opportunities America offered. A straight-A student back in the Ukraine, Lisa took on the goal of becoming a registered nurse, even with the barrier of English as her second language and without a high school degree and being supermom to her 8 children.
English, this is what she said. I want to learn better English. Maybe I find better job. Then she went and took ESL classes in the Lancaster Community College. Actually, it's Harrisburg Community College, HEC.
Right,
yes, but it's in Lancaster location. And this is what I want to mention in this country. If you want to learn, you have opportunity, which is we didn't have back in Ukraine. And if you was Christian, they deny you higher education. Here, it doesn't matter what background, if you want to go, they have a community college. It's very inexpensive college. And so she went, and she said she learned those ESL, and she finished GED and got a high school diploma, was a straight A again, and then she think, maybe I go get a little more. She said, just reading, I'll just get this. Then she took more high school classes, which she didn't have. Right. So she can have them. And after she finished them, then she said, I want to go work in medical field. Mm-hmm. And at first, her idea was be surgeon assistant. Mm-hmm. So she went to college, started taking classes, and her friends took her out, said, if you be nurse, you can work as a surgeon assistant, mm-hmm. but you can work different places. So then she changed her major, and after 6 years, part-time, with a large family, she got her RN license. And it's amazing.
Although it took 6 years of part-time work to get her degree, Lisa graduated as one of the top students in her nursing school class and works as an RN at the Lancaster Rehabilitation Hospital. There's a unique bond of friendship and gratitude that exists between Lisa, Vladimir, Laura, and Janie, and the many special people that helped along the way. Janie Gingrich sums up how everyone has been blessed through their experience of caring for and about each other.
It was more of a day-to-day, just having someone that they could depend on, mm-hmm. probably, sure. that they knew they could call us and for help or... Mm-hmm. I think that's probably several years ago, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5, they asked to have a service at our church to say thank you. Really? They had the whole service. Okay. They sang and they Vladimir actually did the speaking and mm-hmm. had a bit of a sermon, but a lot of it was, you know, just to say thank you, mm. which I thought was just wonderful.
Today I'll break with format on our closing music and instead let you hear part of a traditional Ukraine song I picked out from a CD produced by the musically inclined Telugu's family. Enjoy.
Ветер завыл, и сердце прикрыл, плащ застегнув, снова я вижу, что он все, что могу, лишь доверить ему. Я знаю, что после испытания ты даешь обетование. Даже если гром встряхнет меня, я знаю, что всегда лишь подсвенусь я. Подними вверх глаза, все тучи пройдут, засияет рассвет, подсвенусь я. Он даст тебе. После дождя у всех нужда, у всех боль своя.